if it's about church and they're having it at their house, they call it having a camp meeting. That's just about it.
Do many people dance, or I know some churches don't really believe in dancing or
well our church believes in dancing, but it's another kind of dancing. It's like dancing in the spirit.
Shout.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do that at our church.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 or 4 but when I first got saved, I shouted all under that tent, and I know I was a bashful person. If it hadn't been the Lord, this old cat mm-hmm. would have been up on her feet dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hid when
and
people.
And the other kind, that other kind of dancing they do at the party and stuff, they just, they got all kinds of names.
Square dance. They don't do the square dance now, do they?
Some people do, I think. What about weddings? Like at a wedding, who would be in the wedding besides the ones who are getting married?
They have bridesmaids and the best man and the maid of honor, the ring bearer, the little flower girl, and the what do they call the little boy that beads with the little flower girl?
That's the ring bearer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they ever have anything after the wedding?
They have reception.
Do they ever play tricks on people or
mess up their cars and stuff? Put toilet paper all over them, shaving cream right on them.
And what about when somebody dies, they have a service, something at the church or funeral home, or do you ever remember when they do it at people's houses?
Oh, I remember when they did it, that when they'd have the people, they'd take the dead person to the house and leave them about 3 days before they buried them.
They always did that in Blaine.
They take them to the funeral, to the undertaker, somebody first, or?
Well, they take them to the after they die, they take them to the undertaker and get them ready and everything. And then they bring them out to the person's house and they leave them there about 3 days. And then they would follow from the house to the graveyard with them, or from the house to the church with them. And they'd have the services and then they'd go from there to the graveyard with them. I don't think a lot of people bring them to the houses now.
Mm-hmm.
They mostly, people go see them in the funeral home.
They get out of it, all the company and everything go with it, just leave them in the funeral home.
Do a lot of people come, or?
Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time people come to the houses and gather around, and then they'll go together at the funeral home, too.
They have a preacher, to.
Yeah.
I know some places they might even have 2 or 3 preachers sometimes.
Yeah, my daddy had 3 preachers to preach his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
They preached it at the church.
Do you remember when they would build their own things to put them in?
No, I don't remember. Mama remembers. She said they used to build
them. They built a pine coffin and put my sister in. She died from them from type paralysis, but they call it polio now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it was infantile paralysis. She went to bed just like everybody else and got up next morning, couldn't walk.